This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette man killed after pointing a gun at police officers has been identified. Darren Lee Henley was confirmed to have died from a single gunshot wound to the chest after pointing a weapon at officers and refusing to comply with their commands to lower his weapon. Both the Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum and Gillette Deputy Chief of Police Brent Wasson declined to comment any further, citing an ongoing investigation by the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation. 11 candidates for the library board were interviewed by the Campbell County Board of Commissioners last week. There isn't usually much interest in the library board or most county-appointed boards, but with the library and its board under fire in recent months, interest has peaked. The commissioners will make their decision at their April 5th meeting. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Two people pulled over for speeding on Highway 59 earlier in the month were found to be in possession of roughly 8 pounds of methamphetamine and more than 1,000 suspected fentanyl pills. Rondell Yokenya Baker of Bakersfield, California, and Amelia Ray Monique Adams of Las Vegas, Nevada, were bound over to district court on the 11th on 3 counts of possession with intent to deliver involving cocaine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl, as well as 3 counts of possession involving the three drugs. The Campbell County Fire Department is the proud owner of Hazmat One, replacing the old unit, which has been in service since 1995. As reported in the news record, the $843,000 vehicle will double for both local hazmat calls and regional response calls for the Sheridan, Johnson, Campbell, Crook, and Weston areas the department covers for the state. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.